morning. Let us pray before we read Bible this morning. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a good privilege that we can come to have fellowship with you. We pray that Holy Spirit come upon us and teach us to know the Word of God, and so that we can live in the Word of God. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us continue our reading this morning. Luke chapter 10, verse 25 to 37. And a lawyer stood up and put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said to him, "What is written in the law? How does it read to you?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied and said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers, and they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance, a priest was going down on that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion and came to him and bandaged up his wound, pouring oil and wine on them. And he put him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him. Whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you.' Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands?" And he said, "The one who showed mercy toward him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do the same." Brothers and sisters, always remember that starting Luke chapter 9, verse 51, to the end of the life of Jesus, this part is special teaching from Jesus to the disciple. That's why when we see the story, we must remember, oh yeah, if Luke put this kind of story in the special teaching of Jesus to the disciple, then we as the disciple of God need to learn, pay attention with this kind of story. Otherwise, we will lose the context. Now we go back to Luke chapter 10, verse 25. The story starts from a lawyer tests him and said, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Brothers and sisters, a lawyer, of course, in the Bible, when say a lawyer is a person who learned the law, that's called a lawyer. We also remember that a lawyer background is Jewish. Jewish background is Old Testament. In Old Testament, they have common sense. If I do a thing, then I will get blessed, or if I do not do it, then I will lose my blessing. That's kind of thinking in the head of the lawyer. That's why he want to know and test Jesus. What shall I do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus didn't answer this question directly. Jesus gave another question to him. And Jesus said, what is written in the law? How does it read to you? Actually, brothers and sisters, both Jesus and the lawyer point the same answer. The same answer is in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Let us open Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verse 1 and 2. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the judgment which the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you are going over to possess it, so that you and your son and your grandson may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandment, which I command to you all the day of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. And then after that, you can see all the commandment. Because he is a lawyer, so it is easy for him to summarize this law. And then he answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And then Jesus answered, your answer correctly. Brothers and sisters, in Old Testament, we can see that the concept of salvation based on the law. But the problem is, human is imperfect. Human cannot fulfill the law. That's why they need to cut the animal as offering sins, so that this animal replaced him as a sinner. Now go back to this conversation. When he answered like that, Jesus said, your answer correctly. Do this and you will live. But wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, who is my neighbor? Brothers and sisters, we need to know that at that time, Jewish and Samaritan live in one area under Roman Empire. That's why the lawyer know that his neighbor is a Samaritan. But Jewish people, they never see Samaritan as an equal ethnic and nation with them. They always look down. They feel that they are more higher than Samaritan. And then how can I'm Jewish people love Samaritan as myself? That's why he doesn't want to love them. And then he answered Jesus, who is my neighbor? Again, Jesus didn't answer directly. Using a story, that story we can see from verse 30 to 36, how Jesus let the lawyer know how people love their neighbor. The story is a man from Jerusalem to Jericho fell among the robber, and they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. The first person who come to see the man is the priest, but the priest walked against the cross. And then the second man is Levite, and the last one is Samaritan. Suppose Samaritan has good reason not to help that man, because the Samaritan on a journey, he has his own business. But still the Bible told us, he helped the man. bring the man go to the inn, and then bring the money to the innkeeper. And he said, if you spend more than this money, when I return, I will pay back. So brothers and sisters, the Samaritan show us the good example of being a good neighbor for this kind of man. And then after that, Jesus said to the guy, which of three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber hand? And still, you see, the lawyer said, the one who showed mercy toward him. He didn't say the Samaritan, but the one. How this man very looked down to the Samaritan. The one, not the Samaritan. Now, brothers and sisters, after this, Jesus said, then go and do the same thing. And then the story is finished. When I read this, I connect this story with the whole teaching of Jesus from chapter 9:51, the special teaching for the disciple. I meditate why Luke put this story in this packet. First, Luke wants to tell us that the real good Samaritan is Jesus. The real good Samaritan is Jesus. Why? Because Jesus came to help people, but he was rejected by the Jews, and by the end, he was crucified by the Jews. The second point, when Jesus came, he made himself lower. Yeah. The first guest who come to visit Jesus is the shepherd. A poor guy, dirty guy, come to visit Jesus. So Jesus come same, lower like Jesus, in the lower like Samaritan in the eyes of Jewish people. No wonder, brothers and sisters, when Jesus the first time show up, people reject him. You can see from the story of Luke chapter 4. People reject him because they said, who are you? How can you be a teacher for us? How can you bring freedom for us? You are a woodkeeper. You are a carpenter. You are nothing. You are nothing. But time ran very fast. After 3 years, Jesus showed his mercy to everybody by dying on the cross. So I want to tell you that this story wants to tell us that Jesus is a good Samaritan. And the second part of this story, when Jesus said, go and do the same thing, we, as the disciple of Christ, we have same responsibility. We need to be a good neighbor for other people. Today, we live in Hong Kong. We live in Hong Kong, but sometimes, brothers and sisters, we even don't know who is our neighbor. More of that, sometimes in the same church, we come for EMP, going to the same lift, into the same lift, and we didn't say a word. We don't know our neighbor. How can we become a good neighbor if we don't know? That's why SP have two policies. The church is big and the church is small. The church is big talking about Sunday worship, but the church is small talking house church. Big and small must work together so everybody know how to be a good neighbor. If you are a member of SP, then you need to attend two churches in SP. Big church talk about Sunday worship. Small church talk about our fellowship. But sometimes in a small church, we also feel that we are the boss. We don't have any care. For example, when someone bring the food every week, our talent is to test all the food. But we never think that next week we need to bring the food. And then we just say in our heart, oh yeah, my talent is a thing, not in bring the food. How can we become a good neighbor in this kind of situation if in a small group we are so selfish? Selfish is not teaching in the Bible, brothers and sisters. Yeah. As a Christian, we need to show our mercy for other people. Last week at Spin, we have food bazaar. You know that today in Indonesia, even in Hong Kong, getting difficult to share gospel for other people. Everybody close their heart. The government make the rule so that we cannot direct share the gospel. How we can share the gospel? Then I have three F. First F is food. Second F is friendship. The third F is fellowship. So from food go to friendship. From friendship go to fellowship. So three F. Then I believe this strategy can run in everywhere because people love food. But the problem is people do not love to bring food. Yeah. If they like to bring food, then they can make friendship and by the end to bring people go into fellowship. That's why we do this kind of thing. Brothers and sisters, learning from this story, Jesus wants us to be a good neighbor. How we start a good neighbor? It's very easy. Just start from the food. Yeah, I think it is a good idea because if you eat by yourself, it's not too good for your healthy. Too big, too much. But if you share, then you make people happy by the end. You share God's love to them. As a disciple, we need to do this kind of thing. So, you become a good Samaritan for other people. Can we do this? Amen? Let us pray. Think about when is the last time you share something for other people. We already have eternal life by the grace of God. Now the question is, how you share your eternal life for other people? The idea starting from food, friendship and fellowship can be applied in our life. Christmas is coming. It is a good time to share. Invite one or two your friends and then share food. Make close friendship. By the end, bring them to the fellowship. Jesus warned us to be a good Samaritan for other people. Pastor Ned will lead us in worship this morning. Let's spend our time this morning. We will go deep in prayer. Especially this morning, we bring our prayer to God for our brother, sister, friend, neighbor who have cancer and doing chemo in order to bring out the cancer in their body. Let's pray together. We also pray for a group of people in the midst of their weakness. We ask God to open their heart so that they can believe Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. We keep praying for our brothers and sisters. They ask God to heal them perfectly. And we pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new jobs. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Today our mission focus is for Japan, New York, Cambodia. We pray for Pastor Sophia. We pray for SP New York. We also pray for Cambodia. Will all project we put in God's hand, we know that God will work among them. Let's pray together. We pray for Mission Council, Pastor Ricky and team, we pray that God will lead them in leading SP become a mission church to bring gospel around the world. Let's pray together. Also pray for local outreach, Agape, Homie, SP Life, Freedom Bridge, and Recreation. We pray that many church members want to join in this ministry. This ministry is a door to bring care and love for other people. This ministry is the way for us to be a good Samaritan for other people. We also pray for foster and adoption ministry. We pray that God will lead this part of ministry in taking care of baby, taking care of children, so that they can feel God's love in their life. Let's pray together. We also pray for Friday evening gathering. We pray for SPU and IP. We pray that God will bless these two activities. And we also bring house church activity, Element, McCann, McDaddy, McRobinson, and Taffy Road. We pray that all church members can gathering together, sharing, strengthen each other, and then by the end, they can be a good Samaritan for other people. Father, thank you by giving us a good example as a good Samaritans. And thank you for a privilege that you choose us to be a good Samaritan for other people. Once we leave the church, we walk to our marketplace. We pray that your love and care come upon us and we can share for other people. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good weekend.